Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
The impulse to garden is strong, but while the spirit may be willing, sometimes the flesh is absent. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hello, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, we have a question from an absentee gardener. His name is Bill from Memphis, Tennessee, and he wants to know how to establish and tend to a garden that he's only going to see on the weekends. And that could be a variety of situations, like, say, Bill has a country home out on a lake somewhere. So let's start with that.
I don't think that that's entirely unusual. Mm-hmm. I had some clients during a period of my career where I worked for a couple of professional athletes, I worked for a couple of professional entertainers, and I worked for some other folks that were just doggone nice that had lots of money. And they had lots of places to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they couldn't be around to tend to a garden.
Right. And even some of these people had more than one home. So they needed flowers at the Lake Geneva house, and they needed flowers at the Arlington Heights, Chicago, Illinois house. But they didn't have anybody there to water them. So the selection of the site, the plants, the pots, the soil, everything is really important in these circumstances, because without that planning, the biggest thing one has to adjust is their own expectations.
Okay.
Most gardeners also, Laura, they know of this spot on their property or in their drip line, if you will, air quotes, drip line, where they could plant a tomato and some blueberries and whatever your favorite produce is, and you know you could plant it there. You know it would produce something for your kitchen and for your tummy, but you know also that it may not.
Yes.
You know that a dog could come along and disturb it, a wildlife,
all
a
kinds
storm.
Of critters are out there going to eat those blueberries.
So I think that's the thing that goes along with the absentee gardening, is you manage your own expectations. What's the level of bounty you're looking to acquire? So there are some tricks that professionals employ that could give them some extra time in between waterings.
Okay, like what?
There is an irrigation system that I have been using for years, and it's called Mr. Landscaper. I know, it's for real. This is not a landscaping comic book.
Is he related to Mr. Donut?
If I think they could be.
Okay.
Sadly, I think Mr. Donut retired.
Okay.
Yeah, along with the Market Street Bakery here in Bloomington. Okay. That was really sad.
Doggone it.
But this Mr. Landscaper is a type of irrigation system that you really do not need tools to install. And the little joints are held together with just friction, so you just press and turn.
Mm-hmm.
Very inexpensive.
So that's a great way to water if you're not there.
Right. And
you could schedule a timer on it?
That's what I was going to say, is you can purchase a timer. Melnor, lots of other gardening tool makers make these little valve timers that run off of a 9-volt battery or a couple of AA batteries. They would allow you to hook it up to an open hose bib. Open hose bib. And it would release as many waterings as you needed. It could do a morning watering and then a little short one in the afternoon to kind of cool things down once the heat of the summer gets here.
What about some plant choices for Bill?
I would say if he's wanting to grow produce, you know, kind of fall back on some of your known successful groupings. We've talked about the Three Sisters Garden. Those are big plants and would require lots of water and lots of attention. That's an example of a grouping that might not be successful. But the grouping of Italian kitchen garden or Italian garden plants. So you got your tomato, you got some thyme or some basil or both, and you might have a pepper in there.
Well, what about just something pretty like flowers or pretty trees?
Flowers are a little easier because sometimes they can reach their wilting point and look like they're completely gone and then be brought back to life miraculously from a last-minute watering.
Like what would be good?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Yeah, lantana. Lantana is a great flowering annual because it has a heavy woody stem after it gets up and established. So if you planted it early, close to Mother's Day, you could get this nice stand of flowers. and it's going to tolerate some of the dryness in between. We've also talked about using interior foliage plants as centerpieces and outdoor pots because they're inexpensive and they're tough. They love the heat and the humidity of the Midwestern summer. So there's your centerpiece right there. You got the Sansevieria, maybe a rubber plant in the center, and then around the ankles, you've got some lantana. That would be a great place to start.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, absentee gardening, and that could happen if maybe you have a lake home somewhere that you only see on the weekends.
That's right.
It could also happen maybe if you're somebody who participates in a community garden.
Or what if you're a professional person and you have an office downtown, but you live out in the country?
That's right.
You should not have to go without flowers at the entry to your office.
That's right.
So you should consider planting vessels that have little built-in reservoirs that you could fill up with water and then wait a number of days before it's needed again. Another safety net you can incorporate into that type of planter are soils that have water polymers added to them.
Those are so cool.
They are neat. It's the future in a lot of ways, and they're not practical for big beds of flowers on the ground, but they work great in the top layer of your soil horizon in your pots where the roots are. So you might use the less costly soil down to fill in as the ballast in the pot.
Right.
But up at the top where you finish the whole thing, try some of those water polymer soils. And you can also make sure you cover your soils. Cover where...
You mean like with mulch?
With mulch.
Okay.
Or with maybe some newspaper and some something decorative. You know, we've talked about beach glass before.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You could do it with a number of things. Soil that's covered and protected from the bare sun remains and more consistent. Consistency is something that fine plants love and weeds hate.
And if you're not around to see to it every day, then you've got to count on your mulch to help you out.
That's right. And the mulch also prevents splishy, splashy removal of soil. You know,
uh-huh.
So if it's a rainstorm or some helping hand with the garden hose on full blast, you've prevented that valuable soil from being washed out of the opening of the container. But then you got your community gardens too, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And the community gardens and a lot of communities, they have waiting lists, as it turns out. They're becoming extremely popular.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually less absentee than the other scenarios we've talked about because you're in a community. And there's lots of cases where you could meet somebody that's got a plot near you and you could trade.
Mm-hmm.
Various things. You could trade tomatoes for zucchinis. You could trade Labor Day for Memorial Day, meaning I'll water for Labor Day, you water for Memorial Day. Or you could share your schedule with them and just share time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come and weed and water during this time. You help me, I'll help you. That's a real common arrangement in community gardens. So community garden is an absentee type of garden, but it's got a lot higher level of involvement than our question from Memphis.
Yeah, and it's maybe not something that's located really, really far away. You know, it's not like you're going from, you know, a suburb to a nearby town to go to your weekend home. It's something that's probably in a downtown area, maybe on a roof or something like that. So you can get to it more often.
Yes.
So, but still, you know, those are some great suggestions for absentee gardening.
Good luck to you.
And thank you so much. We appreciate your question, Bill. Submitted online at wglt.org/grow. Now, next week, we've got another question from Gabrielle in Nine Mile Falls, Washington. That's near Spokane, actually.
Wow.
And Gabrielle's looking for advice on dealing with bugs organically. You know how we love bugs here on GLT's Grow.
All the time.
Ugh. So if you've got a gardening question or a problem that you'd like Merv to take on, we'd love to hear from you and love for you to fill in the form and send it along to us. And feel free to include a photo of your gardening issue as well. Just submit those gardening questions at wglt.org/grow.